that you might cut away with a knife sometime.
Fat?
And what would be a kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain, like?
Sausage.
What would you say if some meat were maybe left out too long? You'd say it had
spoiled.
If you butcher a hog, what would you make from the meat from its head?
Ham. I don't know. Not ham. Roast.
What would you call the dish prepared by cooking or grinding up hog liver?
Ground up beef, ground beef.
Mm-hmm. Would you make anything out of hog blood?
No.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it in with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it? And then later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it. What would you call that?
I don't know. How could you do that?
Suppose you left your butter out too long. It didn't taste good. What would you call the condition that it was in?
Bad. I guess. It's got spoiled.
Some thick sour milk you might keep on hand would be called.
Milk? Sour milk, cream.
Mm-hmm. And some thick milk might be called.
Butter.
What would you do with the milk after the first thing after you might milk a cow?
Clean it.
And what would a clabber be?
I don't know.
If somebody has a good appetite, you might say he sure likes to put away his
food, dinner.
Or what would you call the sweet liquid that you pour over pudding?
Chocolate. I don't know. Syrup or something.
What about meals? What meal would you eat in the morning?
What kind of meal? Bacon, eggs, and lettuce. No, bacon, eggs, and grits.
Uh-huh. And what would you call that meal?
Breakfast.
And maybe the second meal in the day you might eat something like?
Lunch.
And the third meal would be?
Dinner.
You might say, I breakfast at 7 o'clock. I
ate breakfast.
Yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten.
Last week, I
eaten.
What do people drink for breakfast?
Orange juice and milk.
And maybe, they might drink something pretty strong. That would be something black. It might be
coffee.
What would you drink if you're pretty thirsty?
Water.
What would you drink it out of?
Cup.
And if you want to drink a lot of it, you might drink it out of a
bucket. I mean, container.
Mm-hmm. And you might drink iced tea in a
glass.
When dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them?
You say grace, not the one that say the grace.
And if everybody's just standing up, you might say,
sit down and eat. Sit down there.
Uh-huh. So you'd say, then he began to eat.
And he sat down.